I wasted years of my life chasing someone else's goals, despite knowing deep down that something was very wrong with them. Don't blindly follow the gurus. Here's how to form your own plans. Okay, so first, a slightly ranty high horse story about all the gurus who talk about money, money, money. So a few years ago, I was making big changes in my life. I was filled with ambition and fire, and I was determined to grow at all costs. I wanted the kind of fast success that was being rammed down my throat every day on Instagram. So I sat through sales calls with loads of these kind of coaches. I even paid a lot of money for coaching with some of them. Some of them were great, don't get me wrong, but many of them had the same old story. If I wanted to scale, then their way was the way. Daily hustle, more content, back-to-back sales call, FOMO and scarcity, all the things you hear on Instagram. They told me that if you want to make a multi-six-figure business, you have to be willing to do what others won't. But for me, it always didn't sit right because money isn't the only goal for success. When I told them my plan, which focused on growing slowly and putting lifestyle first, they all kind of told me in a roundabout way that I was thinking too small. They told me that I didn't want success enough. And of course, they were right. They were defining success by their own metrics. When I looked at their lifestyle, their schedules, their days, if that's what it truly takes to be successful, air quotes, then I don't want that. You know, we've all been so brainwashed by default cultural values where the only thing of worth is income, your job title, or business growth. Even the things you own are classed as your success in life. I find I have to constantly remind myself of this. I keep forgetting that my goal is to prioritize free time, to have more time for my family and for the things I enjoy doing. You know, I watch these podcasts or I chat with a peer who's running a big design agency or chasing some ambitious income goal, just like I have in the past. And I admire them for it. You know, I set my own goals, all related to work, of course. And then when I fail at these goals because I don't have the time or because I'm battling with ambition or low energy and I can't make that goal happen, I suddenly think, well, I need to do this or I need to do that. I need to do more. And then, of course, I remind myself, that's their goal. My goal at the moment is that I only work 4 hours per day. The rest of my time goes to family or to personal interests. And on that goal, I'm right on target for the only goal that matters. I just keep having to constantly remind myself that that's my measuring stick for success. So I stick to my plan instead. I take baby steps. I give myself years rather than months or weeks. And I just make a little time every day to chip away at the steps that take me to the goal I want. I'm prioritising my own time first. I've never achieved viral growth this way. I'm definitely not a millionaire, but I'm certainly comfortable and I've built a life that I wanted day to day. And now there's definitely a noticeable shift in the online waters. Those same coaches that I spoke about that years ago were sharing their success stories are now sharing their burnout stories and talking about work-life balance, just like I was 2 years ago. It's quite vindicating to see that some of them are even capping their income to focus on time with family. Unfortunately, the dark side of that is that a few of those gurus have quit altogether and abandoned all of that progress they made. They're, you know, £30,000 a month, 30k a month businesses to basically just throw it out and focus on family. That's how miserable they were in terms of the lifestyle. You know, just because someone makes more money doesn't mean that their way is the right way. Their goal doesn't have to be your goal. So by all means, seek advice from mentors, but think for yourself. Use the advice that works for you and disregard the rest. This is a complete opposite approach to every other goal-driven coaching that I see out there. This was my own mindset when I started my own coaching program. I was determined to do better and to be better and to help people to grow in a way that's more sustainable. When I applied this model of thinking to my own coaching, my own students had their own breakthroughs in different areas of their life and their work. They're building solo businesses that support their lifestyle instead of building a lifestyle that supports their business. And I feel very proud to have such powerful and moving testimonials from my clients that supports that claim. It's not as glamorous, as sexy, as fast growth. You probably won't be posting about the stuff you learn on social media. You won't be posting about massive wins and huge incomes and new cars. But if you're interested in changing your life just a little bit every day for the better, you can start moving in the right direction now without making huge changes in your life, without hustling 12 hours a day, and without selling your soul on sales calls. So if you're feeling stuck in your freelance business, if you're working all hours, and you feel like you're not really making progress, I will work with you on a one-to-one basis to grow a business which puts your lifestyle first. If you're curious, just book a chat. I'll give you the whole roadmap and the call. And if you want help implementing it, then we can work together one-to-one to design and build a daily routine that acts as the foundation for slow and steady business growth without the burnout. That's phase one. Phase two, we'll build a quick safety net of profit so you can live comfortably and work on the things you need to work on without worrying about money. And three, phase three, I'll give you the tools and templates you need to systemize your business so you can claim back your free time. So I hope that was useful. Thanks for reading.